Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston, one of the co-hosts, and I'm with Brian Tankersley today. We're going to talk about a product and a platform style that I think is very interesting. Brian, I know that you named these things pre-accounting many years ago, if you will, a long time ago. And the fact of the matter is that HubDoc has one of the better products in this particular category. We've used it in our K2 Canadian operations because of its capabilities with GST handling and so forth. And as it was acquired by Xero, that was rather an interesting strategy. But, you know, what would you like our listeners to know about HubDoc, Brian?
You know, I think HubDoc is an interesting tool for controlling your documents and organizing your documents as you get them to come in. In the past, HubDoc would go out and actually retrieve those documents. They, however, have gotten rid of that functionality. So now you're going to have to use a tool like, you know, like a file this fetch or something else like that to gather that information, or you're going to have to download it and then just send it there. But what you can actually do then is drop HubDoc in there. Then HubDoc will create extractable that will actually extract the relevant transactions out of it. You can then upload it into the accounting software of your choice. They have native integrations with Xero and QBO. There's also a mobile app you can use for receipts and other documents like that. So you can actually do that and then associate those items with particular transactions. One of the things that I think is really cool that it also does is it gives you a workflow you can set up where you can have the document that you scan, whether it's scanned with a camera or with a scanner, or it's a native PDF, you can actually set it up where any new inbound documents get routed to an email address, like the ones provided by your AP workflow tools like CorePay or like Bill. So that's the thumbnail, I guess I would say, surrounding that. What kind of are your thoughts? What are the things that you've seen with your clients that have used this?
Well, you know, Brian, this part of the goal of these types of tools is to improve the automation, reducing the labor required. And what I've seen, the data extraction piece is accurate enough now. I think it does, in fact, save time and labor. You know, you and I both said that this year is year of automation, and we think that automation may help with some of the accounting labor issues that we're going to face for the foreseeable future. But the data extraction I've found to be very accurate, pushing 100% in our client base. So I am interested to see how this product evolves over time. Since it's been owned by Xero and they did have the QBO interfaces early on, if Intuit will cause problems for HubDoc users or not. But of course, we've talked in other technology labs about products that can also interface with QBO, like Dext being a good example there. You know, this idea of the forward to an inbox, an email box, that's going to become more and more common with various platforms as we go forward. Now, one thing that this company has done, which I agree with, and you and I have designed many of these programs out there, they actually have an accountant program, which is free for the accountants and bookkeepers. And so as it turns out, you know, that's pretty inexpensive as it turns out. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking it's about $12 a month per client for the storage capabilities.
And the accountant's use of HubDoc is free for the firm.
Yeah, and I always like tools that you can use for your firm and, you know, from there, use them with clients as well. So I think that's a fairly notable capability. I prefer products that treat professional accounting firms in that way.
Yeah. Now, again, the interface is, again, with Xero and QuickBooks Online. They also have some integrations with an integration with Bill.com and an integration with Box. So if you decided you didn't want to use HubDoc storage and you didn't necessarily want the, you know, for the transactions that weren't going to get attached to things in QBO or Xero, you could also use Box's storage solution as well. You know, again, I think it's a great product. I think honestly, you know, the accountants out there have to try some of these technology solutions. All right. I'm not going to suggest that 100% of them are going to work for you, but this is one that I was actually going through some of my old photos. And I think it was way back in about 2014, you and I actually were in Toronto on business to meeting another client. And we went by and saw, we actually went by to the HubDoc offices in their salad days, way before they were acquired by Xero. And it really struck me how far this organization has come.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. In fact, when you think about the fundamentals here, you know, the things that we've already discussed, the ability to automatically extract key data from bills and statements and invoices and receipts, that's fundamental. But the ability to capture from mobile devices or forwarded from an email or uploaded from a desktop or scanning them in directly is pretty good. Synchronizing with the two mainstream products at the entry level of Xero and QuickBooks Online is helpful. And, you know, because HubDoc's strategy is unlimited usage with, you know, multiple people from your firm in there, that's a big deal. I would be hopeful that they would expand their storage beyond Box and their relationship with Bill over time. I think that could happen. But again, we can't speak for the company on that particular light. So they do have unlimited docs and storage, as I'd said before. And their support is pretty much that same style, pretty much an unlimited support.
So, I mean, I guess I would just say in conclusion, I think it's a great product. It extracts data that's highly accurate, integrates well with Xero and QBO. It also has a mobile app you can use to capture receipts and other things on the fly as you're outgoing. You know, again, I think that the thing that this reminds us here is that as accountants, we need to be getting out of the data scanning business. And we need to get out of the data extraction business, okay? We need to solve problems with data, not solve problems with paper. And we need to not be the keeper of the scanner, okay? It needs to be somebody else's problem to get this stuff scanned. And then we need to turn this into information for people. That's what we learned how to do in intermediate accounting and advanced accounting and all the classes that we took in university. I think it's critical that we use tools like this, because with the shortage of labor that we have, I think the reality of it is, you know, you're looking at some, you know, I've taught CPA Review since 1997. Every entry-level accountant I've ever met hates the grunt work, okay? They hate running a 10-key. They hate going in and and ticking and tying little things. They just don't like the whole process of having to do stuff that they could have done as an eighth grader. What this does is this allows you to effectively get rid of that entry-level layer of work that you have, or a significant portion of the entry-level layer of work that you have, so that your professionals and your paraprofessionals can go in and they can actually be solving problems for clients instead of babysitting their paper.
Yeah. So Brian, to your paperless point, I do think that HubDoc's manifesto in this area is very interesting, because they say, quote, "We believe in a world without paper." And then they go on to talk about how accountants and bookkeepers not having to chase clients for financial documents at the end of a month, quarter, or year. It's absolutely critical to that. So they're on that vision of no more data entry. So the product's been around for quite a long time. It works pretty doggone well, certainly worth a try.
And it's stable. It's not going away. It is a critical part of Xero's strategy, and it can be a critical part of your strategy processing information.
That's absolutely the case. So we appreciate you spending time with us on today's Technology Lab, and we'll look forward to having you with us again.
Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.